Chels.
Hey, Stacey.
So do you have any New Year's resolutions?
This New Year's, I resolve to be less awesome, since that is really the only thing I do in excess.
just please play that track.
Hi! Welcome to 2017.
Oh, I was about to say, I'm like, wait, I thought it was the 28th episode. I thought you were saying 27.
No.
27.
No. 2017.
Like Boab.
So when we were in high school, Stacey and I were in a play, and for whatever reason, I decided to get everybody in a cheer. I don't remember why, but
well,
I was
we all
like,
had to change backstage.
Right. So then I was like, give me a B, give me an O. Give me an O, give me a B.
And I said,
and I'm like, what's that spell?
And I go, Boab, because there was a blatant space between the two O's. That sounds like Boab.
And I was like, it's boobs, Stacey.
Oh, so
fast forward, I was an English major who successfully spells the word boob.
B O O B.
I can also spell breast.
Oh. 2017.
2017. You're
away. We're way more mature this time.
So how was your New Year?
It was pretty good. We had some fun. I hosted karaoke. This is my fifth year New Year's at my one bar that I hosted karaoke at. Yeah, for sure. And I have to say, like, the last couple of years have been a little bit slow. There's been less people. But this year it was really, really full. And I'm super spoiled because, like, all of my favorite regulars came.
Aww. And, what, like, up, regulars?
They love you.
And they all came, like, they usually, like, sit themselves pretty far back. And they all sat, like, right next to me.
Aww.
And so I was just like,
I'm surrounded by
such
love.
Such a good day. Like, everybody was so excited to see me.
And you're like, I'm excited to see me.
Like, I was not excited to be here until I realized there was going to be people here.
Aww.
Because the bar can potentially stay open till 4.
Dang.
And that sucks. Because I work a day job, and I had to leave straight from my day job. I had maybe, like, 20 minutes at home to, like, amp up my makeup and change my clothes.
What,
and then
decision?
I had to go to the bar.
I'm like, back in time. It was like the reverb. Yeah.
But no, it was fun. I'll tell you details later.
Uh-oh.
How was yours, Stace? Stacey flew right from the studio.
Yes, I did. I went back. I was going back to Kelly.
Hey.
Yeah. Came home, did a pit stop, and then I went right back to California to be with my fam, who I love and I miss so much. But it was good. It was actually...
Was your mom and dad there too?
No, it's just me.
Oh,
no.
So not all your fam.
Well, no, I meant like my brother and his wife. Dang. Wow, we are particular in 2017.
It's pronounced boob.
I know that now.
Okay, by the way, before, really quick, we have the lovely Jess in studio with us right
Sound
now.
Sound engineer.
Hey, ladies.
Love you, Jess.
Hi, Jess.
Because I know you have to hop to another studio really quick because you're a jack of all trades. How was your New Year's?
Jane,
I'm sorry.
It was
I'm
good.
Cutting you off.
I got drunk, and
I like
that's
it.
What everybody does on New Year's. Most
like
people,
it.
Anyway.
Oh, I
dear.
Like it.
Oh my!
That was it. And I didn't make any resolutions.
Did you kiss
I never
anybody?
Fall through on them? No, because I broke up with my boyfriend. So,
bye.
See
ya. Yeah. See ya.
Stay in 2016. Boo.
2017.
Yes.
Boop.
Yes. Shut up.
What with you?
Whatever.
You know what's so funny is you're so supportive, though. You were like, yeah, dang it, Chelsea. I could have been like, green beans. It should have been like,
beans, greens, tomatoes, potatoes, lamb, ram. You name it.
Okay, so it's I just wanted to get that in before we were.
Get it in.
Get it in.
That's my resolution is to.
Get it in?
Yes, at the gym. That's what I say when I. Stop. Listen, that's what I say when I go to the gym. You're getting it in. You're getting in a workout set. I'm done with you.
I mean, that's what he says, too.
What?
When...
That's what he says.
I'm done.
No, this is me looking out for you.
Yeah, you didn't tell me what Netflix and chill was.
We all
Shannon,
stopped you.
Shannon did.
Shannon
was the one
first,
that told.
But we all sat there and were like, Stacey.
No one told me. I said it for weeks.
Okay, I did. I think you did say it like 1 week before. But I think you flat out said, but not the chill. Like, oh, they go over Netflix and chill, but not the chill. But I think you just didn't know what the chill was exactly. I think that's why we didn't correct you the first time.
Mm.
2017.
Anyways, my
segue for the entire show. Sorry, guys.
My resolution is to go to the gym more often.
Yes.
Get it in.
I start I started in November.
Get it in.
I'm so upset with you.
I'm so sorry. Continue.
Whatever. No, I'm over it.
Okay, what did you do, though? Because you were in Cali.
I was in California. It was chilly there. I mean, it was...
How chilly?
How chilly was it? I could see my breath on New Year's Eve. It was 48 degrees.
Wow. I feel like it wasn't even 48 degrees here.
It was rainy.
It was like, yeah.
It was nice.
It was like...
It melted all your snow.
Seriously, it was like 50-something. It was wasn't nice. Even bad.
What?
Yeah, because no. Yeah, I mean, my light jacket was fine.
It would be cute. And it's so funny because then in L.A., what was that, on Christmas Day when we went to church, like there was this girl in a knit hat and a North Face jacket. And I'm just like, it was like 50 degrees
when I lived
that day.
When I lived in San Diego, that was the funniest part because I worked at a retail shop and all the winter stuff that we sell here in Michigan started coming into the shop. And I'm like, you guys don't sell that. And they're like, we sell all of it. And we're like, what are you talking about? It's not cold. It's going to get to like 55. That's not cold. I'm like, that is shorts weather in Michigan. You need to know that. And they're like, no, that's cold.
I mean, I still wore a skirt, but I mean,
yeah,
no stockings.
True.
Bare legged.
Very true. I actually wore the dress you gave me on Christmas.
Aww, who are you talking to, Stace?
Oh, my goodness.
I am the studio ghost.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Hashtag get it out.
Nice.
Dang, Chelsea, get out. That's going to be like our new co-word when something's weird. We're going to be like, boob.
Boob.
So that voice that you hear isn't just a phantom voice. That is the wonderful Erin.
Yay.
In
so
the
happy
studio
to
with
be
us.
Here.
So happy to have you.
Yay, thank you.
No, I feel so honored to be with these two.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
tell me more.
Beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
Entertaining
my
young lady.
No, stop. I mean, seriously, more.
Oh, my goodness.
More.
That was
my
all.
End string.
I'm out of edges.
Like, that's all I have.
Find more.
It's called Google.
Okay.
We sent you a thing before you showed up.
Right.
Like, Lanta compliments Stacey and Chelsea a lot.
Stacey likes her
not
eyes.
Had my Wi-Fi
Hey, pretty eyes.
And pretty eyes. Oh my goodness, my nephew, when you say show him the pretty eyes, he bats his eyes.
Aww.
We don't know where he picked it up.
I was like, who taught him that?
Exactly, we don't know. He's just hilarious.
He's been watching Netflix.
No!
My niece is at this point where she knows a lot of animals, but she gets too excited, so she calls out the wrong one. So you'll be like, woof like a dog, and she'll be like, woof, woof, woof. I'm like, who are you? And she'll be like, I'm a cat. And I'm like, just said dog, but good try. And then you're like, no, you're a puppy. Oh, puppy. Like,
adorable.
So cute. Aww. I love it so much. Erin, tell me, are you single? Or are you married? Are you in a situationship?
The reason why I'm here on the show, I am single.
Single.
We are living single. Ooh, the 90s got a world. I'm glad I got my girl.
Keep your head up. What? Keep your head up. That's right. That's it.
Fantastic. It's going to be great.
So good.
Yay.
Oh, I love it.
So, Erin, when we have a guest, we like to play a little icebreaker game called Two Truths and a Lie. Oh. So, okay. Listen. Chelsea, listen, none of us had the greatest record last year. So we're starting with a blank slate.
Are we?
Yes, we are. It's 2017. Yes. So, blank slate.
I like
starts
it.
Starts fresh here.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you are going to give us three supposed facts, but there's a lie in there. We have to try to guess the lie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm great at this game.
Yeah, you should be better. Stacey might have an advantage.
Oh.
But how much do you know about me?
I just found out she has a brother.
Is he single?
No. He is.
And he's a sound engineer. We'll talk to Justin.
Oh, hey.
Gainfully employed.
Okay. Gainfully employed. How is his insurance?
No. He is insured.
Look at this.
Yeah. He's a big deal.
We're going to call him on the show. All right. Give me your two truths and a lie.
Okay. They don't have to be in that order, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, that would give it away.
Because that would give it away.
Jeez, I'm chomping up and that's not too lame.
No,
it's okay.
I'm
mine were pretty lame. Don't worry.
I don't remember yours.
Mine was my height.
Oh, I remember yours. Do it. Do something like that. That's why I'll come back to it. I was about to do the same thing. I remember listening to the podcast.
Okay. And three quarters.
Okay. If you want a second to think about it, we can always do... Do you want a second to think about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
So, and see, look at that.
Look at that. Look at that.
While you're thinking of your two truths and a lie, we are going to do the
fake name letter of the day. So, the fake name letter of the day is what we use to
save the shade.
So, instead of using people's real names, we use the fake name letter of the day. That way, the innocent and or guilty are protected and our friends won't get mad
at us. I feel like I'm
psychic.
I thought about this letter.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, Chelsea, what is the fake name letter of the day?
The fake name letter of the day is... T.
Ooh. Like what you're drinking?
I am.
Oh. Or sometimes people are sipping.
Oh, yeah, that's talking shade, right?
Or spilling.
Yeah, or spill the tea.
Spill the tea.
Spill it.
Spill it.
I was watching RuPaul's Drag Race and I learned that.
You learned.
Okay, first off, RuPaul's Drag Race is amazing.
It's pretty insane.
And secondly, you should not watch RuPaul's Drag Race while you're doing your own makeup. Because then you decide like, oh no, it's like 3 p.m. on a Sunday. I'm going to contour this stuff out.
More
and you end
eyeshadow.
Up like, yeah, right? I'm like, you know what? My eyebrow's not high enough.
Well, that's like doing musicals and plays and stuff in high school. And I never wore makeup. Until I did musicals. So then I thought that's the way you wore makeup. So then I would try it and I would look like a clown. I'm like, this is awful. And then take it off. I didn't realize.
Mind you, like the play I was just in, my hair was super, super blonde.
And then
I'm super, super pale. And then you put me on stage with bright lights and you can't see any like contours on my face. I was like, I was like a line. It's just, I need, ow. I just hit my headphones.
I need ow.
Just so much contour. So much. Oh, anyway, so the fake name letter of the day is T.
Chels, can you give us some examples of names that start with the letter T?
Tanya.
Hey.
And Terrence.
Ooh.
And Tariq.
Ooh.
I told you. I was thinking about Tariq.
You get them T's, girl.
I like that.
Let them spitting out that culture. Don't you spit on that culture?
I watched Jimmy Fallon. He's in the Roots.
Thanks.
Okay, so bum. Oh, back to Aaron.
They're still pretty lame, but I got some things.
But you got them. No worries.
Fine.
All right. Even though I grew up in Detroit, I was born in New York.
City or state?
The city.
I was gonna say.
I love you so much. All right, what are your two truths?
I was going to say both.
Jeez.
I got to start psyching people out is basically
Man,
what it is.
You can't do look, advantage. You can't do a follow-up question to my lie.
Blasphemy.
I have
Set
though.
Me up.
I usually
yeah,
do.
Yeah, you do usually do.
I wasn't ready for the follow-up. So,
let's still hear the other ones.
I am a dentist.
Yes.
I like it. How long you been a dentist?
Let's see. It's 2017 now. So
yes, it is.
It's going on 6 years.
Woo!
Yes. Oh, I'm getting some seniority now.
Yeah.
I have some good teeth.
I love teeth are beautiful.
Good teeth is like number one on my list.
For guys.
For guys.
It's important.
Gotta have, if you're taking care of your teeth, you're taking care of
Who are you telling?
Right?
Who are you
telling? Oh my gosh, I can't even
reach.
I can't even imagine.
See people with everything outside looking beautiful. They open up that mouth up. It's like,
right?
Come on.
You're like, why? How did you get it? We could talk about this all day.
When I became friends with her, I started flossing more just out of guilt.
But I checked your teeth.
You know what?
True. Guilt, she is my dentist.
You know what? A guilt floss is better than no floss.
Yes.
What I'm saying.
Everyone should
She's
guilt
gonna
floss.
Get mad at me again.
I always know.
She can.
Right. You know. You can't sit there and lie and be like, oh, no, I do it like twice a day. I just didn't all
they
this
do.
Week.
They lie. I'm like, I just saw your x-rays and no.
like, sweetie, you didn't.
No, I drink water all the time. I never drink pop.
Dark. They're like, oh, yeah, I forget a lot. I know. I know you do.
All right, what's your other one?
My other one. Dang, I even forgot. I've traveled out the country.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
You did do a lot of traveling.
I try to come out the country as much as I can.
Yeah?
Yes.
Where's your favorite place you've been?
Paris.
Oh, I bet. I'm learning French on an app.
Dude, me too. Is it Duolingo?
Yes!
Yes! Okay, I got one person practicing. I need someone to practice my French with.
No, I'm not that far into it, though.
No, Liz, I found her photo. So I started it.
What up, Liz?
But 2017 is probably, I think, 2017. I really want to learn French.
But I'm not kidding. Bonjour. I never took a language in high school or anything. So I just want to, like, I want to get my culture on.
Hey. Dude, okay, I'm with you.
I mean, you did with the letter T.
Right.
Tariq. Yes.
That's a good name.
I like it. I like it.
I probably use it in the middle name.
I feel like Tariq has really good shoulders.
He probably does. I'll
right?
And nice arms.
Yes. Right?
Yes. Arms.
But it's still good. He works out on leg day, too, so it's fine. It's
That's
even.
My big thing, because it's just like you can't have one on swole, and then you have these little toothpicks.
Oh, like Jay-Z legs. Y'all seen Jay-Z legs?
No.
No.
Oh, I'll Google a picture of it.
Somebody Google Jay-Z's legs.
It's
my
nasty.
Goodness.
No leg day for Jay-Z.
Aww. Because
he's too busy running them streets. Well, no, then his legs would still be big.
You know who has nice legs, though? Michael B. What's his face?
Jordan.
Oh, no, I can't look at both. I can't look at his Instagram. It's too sexy.
It's too.
His Instagram is crimes against Jesus. That's basically. You're just like, oh, he's too sexy.
No, it's too sexy.
Is this a little leg?
Oh my gosh, JC.
It's a really funny memes out about his little tiny legs.
He has such tiny legs. Especially because Beyonce's got these, like,
she's delicious.
No side killing legs.
No leg day for Jay-Z. Look, everything's top.
Oh my God. It looks like it's two different people.
Looks like SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah. I don't care if we talk about dates. Let's just keep making fun of celebrities. Oh, it's a whole new show. Don't you dare close your eyes.
100,000
Hold your breath if it's better. Fun. Yeah, I got nothing.
Does it get better? It does.
It does. 2017.
Wow. So, all right. So, who do I start with?
We're going to start with Erin.
Erin. Oh, yeah. So, delicious fellow single lady. Mm. Do you have any bad dating stories?
Crazy dates.
I do have.
Yay!
Very bad and sad.
Bad and sad.
Oh, no.
Side note, I kind of gave it away, but so I was right, right? For the two truths and the lie.
Mm-hmm.
One for one.
Yeah, because of my hesitation. Of like.
She's back.
Good job.
She's back.
Good.
She's out here.
She's good.
Yes. All right. So, just a reminder, the fake name letter of the day is T. So, whatever names you use have to start with the letter T. Okay.
And when you hear that bell, that means there's a fake name letter of the day at play.
I'm going to keep it simple.
I like it.
With a Timmy.
Hey! Timmy! Timmy! Oh, good thing Dave's not here
yet. Not here yet.
Yes.
Hold on. So,
Timmy.
This had to be a... It was quite some time ago.
That's okay.
Fine.
I was in
no one has to know.
First year of undergrad, and it was that summer, and I had a summer job at Quiznos.
Yeah.
Back when Quiznos was hot with the hamster commercial.
Oh my, we have a pepper bar.
Yes.
Oh my God, we used to get drunk. All the
eat Quiznos tops. They have a pepper bar.
Oh my God, I love that so much. No, seriously. And because we would watch, what was that, Flavor of Love?
Yeah.
We would watch Flavor of Love, and it was like every commercial break was that damn little thing. And he'd eat Quiznos tops. They have a pepper bar.
We did have a pepper bar.
I wish I could even. I feel like that's so accurate.
It is. We'll post it.
I can see it. So vivid in my brain. So I worked at a newly opened Quiznos.
Nice.
Because the owner felt bad for me. I was trying to find a summer job, and apparently they don't want to hire college students in Detroit because they're going to leave and go back to college.
Okay, I get that, but no. Right? Like, no.
I mean, we worked retail. Right. Come home.
And they, but we had the job like at the very beginning of summer. Yeah, I don't know. No,
I went for
an
internship, came back home to work for a couple months, and the owner had pity on me and let me ring up for him for a couple months.
Thank you.
Aww,
they have a pepper bar.
They do.
They have a pepper
So one
bar.
Of my best friends get on my head like, you'll never give guys a chance. You should be more open. I'm like, fine then. So I'm working the register.
Okay,
and some
register.
Guy like hits on me and writes his number on the receipt.
Whoa.
So I was like, hey, why not?
Okay.
So,
Timmy. He wrote it on the receipt.
So I was
so
like,
he gave you back the receipt.
Hey, yeah, girl, you gave me too much change.
With,
just kidding.
With,
that's
with
a
his
tip.
Name on it. But I was like, this is lame and dumb.
Timmy.
But you know, I'm trying to take some friends' advice. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I will be more open.
Oh.
So, you know, I call him. He's very dry.
Call him.
Dry.
His name was not Tyrone.
Oh, Tyrone was a good one. I should have said Tyrone. No, he was dry. Like, I really didn't want to go out with him because, you know, the phone conversations suck. But, you know, some people just ain't good on talking on the phone.
That is true.
So
very
I was
true.
Like, you know, maybe he'll be better in person.
I mean, I'm magic with both. Let's be real.
You are.
Thanks.
Everyone can't be as amazing as you, Stacey.
I know, right? Stole Chelsea's resolution.
So, be less
wait,
amazing.
Wait.
That thing's gonna haunt my dreams now.
Who
was the marketing department that was like this,
they were,
man?
They were stoned.
So high.
But I mean, we still remember it, so.
Like horrific images we can't get out of our
brain. There was one, like, right in between, if you walked across campus, there was, like, one right in between the bar and then our apartment. So the whole walk from the club, we'd be like, Quiznos sauce! Just waking up everyone, we're not caring.
Whatever happened to Quiznos? You don't see none anymore.
I don't know. The
maybe they
bars.
Don't have a pepper bar anymore. They said, something forget happened. This, we're out.
And they're gone.
And I'm so sorry.
Oh no, that was worth
it
the wait.
It was so
wait
in my
everybody.
Head. I was like, I need it. I need this.
It was more
commercial.
Horrific than I remember it. I'm like, oh.
The eyes are all good.
You are
the
so
images.
In the zone. You're just like, uh-huh. Tap.
Anyway,
sorry. So, okay. Timmy, dry on the phone.
Bad. Yeah. So, I give him directions to my
boo
home
up.
To pick me up, you know, like, whatever, you know, now I'm thinking about it. Now I'm due. I
no,
should have met
right?
him out, you know, just for anyone out there. Don't
just
let
meet where you're supposed to
date.
Be,
right.
Some dude you met at work, pick you up from your home.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Sorry. Don't do it.
Meet at Quiznos. Let him only know that about you.
I should have did.
Oh, that's real. He does know where you work. Oh,
right.
Scary.
And
okay.
then he knew where I lived. But
yeah,
the good
see,
thing about it
a lot of information.
Is where I lived at. It was a gated community, so
oh, thank God.
Ooh. Worst case, he could have come back and find me if he wanted to without, you know, actually breaking into the place.
Oh. Or paying the guard.
Yeah, he could have done that.
I mean, but at that point, he really likes you.
Or he's
but
crazy.
He just met her. Right? I'm sorry.
Hey,
sorry.
I just met you. And this is crazy.
It is crazy.
It is.
Oh.
Sorry,
gosh. So I'm trying to give him directions to my house, and he lies, and it's like he knows where he's going. I'm like, cause I live in a complicated place on the east side of Detroit, so I literally have to like talk you to get
no,
down
I need
the
you
street.
To talk me through that because you could take like three wrong turns,
dude.
And that's it.
So he said he's like he know where he's at. It's fine. So you know, a long period of time has passed, and I'm like, where you at? And he's like, I'm lost. I'm like, dude. So I'm already kind of irritated with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's a little
so weird. I talk him through whatever comes to pick me up. So we drive it, and I think at this point in time, I think 94 or 96, apparently every freeway in Metro Detroit was under construction.
Oh, yeah.
So sounds you had to take right. streets everywhere. And when you live on the east side of Detroit, there are no movie theaters that
nope.
you're not about to get shot at. So you have to drive all the way to the other side of the town to get to movie theaters. So we're taking the streets. So we're driving.
You're in the streets.
So we're driving, and I'm like, it's been some time. And I'm just
no,
like,
right.
You know, I know this side pretty well. I'm like, you know where you're going? He's like, no. And we have been driving for like 15 minutes. And this is back before, you know, you could nab your phone. I'm like, why'd you say something? So I was already irritated on that. And then I don't like spiders.
I hate spiders.
And so
I thank God every day that spiders can't fly.
Dude, that's something else to put on my thing. That's good. I'm
right?
putting on the guy. I thank you for this day. I thank you for spiders. I don't have wings.
I thank you so much for the fact that spiders do not have wings.
So I see a spider, a huge one in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting ready to freak. I'm like, pull over the car. He's like, what? I'm like, pull over the car. So he pulls over and I jump out the car. I'm like, dude, it's a spot in your car. You got to get it out.
The stain is awful.
Or I'm not getting back in. So he's like, I don't see. I'm like, it's in there. So I'm standing on the side of the road, who knows where.
And you're right. You're just in Detroit somewhere.
And he couldn't get it. We didn't find his supposed spider. So I get back in, but the whole time I'm like seriously paranoid.
Oh, no,
like,
no, no.
Yeah.
It's on you the whole time now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then he's really dry and we're lost and we're taking the streets to some movie theater. I don't remember what movie
this
we saw.
This is a scary movie.
So we see the movie. I'm pretty sure I'm already irritated. I don't remember what the movie saw. I remember even what he said to me. But anyway, the worst part wasn't that. We're coming back on the streets,
it's already
right?
So bad.
Right? I'm like, this is already bad.
So we're coming back.
Plus, then you have the heebie-jeebies because right. You got like spider thoughts.
And I'm not sure. It was hot outside. Either it was hot outside and his air didn't work, or it was cold outside and the heat didn't work. Anyway, something didn't work in the car.
Okay.
Well, if you were on break from college, I'm going to go with it was probably hot outside.
Yeah. But for some reason, I was wearing pants at it. Anyway, I remember being, okay, it was hot, and maybe, I don't remember. Maybe I was.
But you were probably thinking ahead because movie theaters are usually cold in, because the air conditioning.
Maybe because the spider was in the car, I was just like really like,
up and
my
down.
My temperature about it went up, and then the air wasn't working. I don't know. So we're coming back home, and I'm already figuring like I'm not dating this guy again because he
thanks,
was dry.
Timmy.
He was dry and boring in real life.
Did he pay for the movie?
Oh yes, for sure. I'm pretty sure I ain't pay. I was working at Quiznos part time.
It's hard out here.
I'm going to be a doctor, but
not
then,
yet. Right?
But I'm not
you
there
please
yet.
Please pay for this date. So like we get pulled over, but I look and I see flashing lights in the back.
No.
I'm like, do we get a pull over? And this is my first, I barely know this dude, so I don't know what his record is.
Right.
So the cops come up to the car.
Please tell me you have insurance.
And he rolls down the window, and the first thing out Timmy's mouth is, my license plates are fake.
Oh my God!
No!
And the police officer is like, why did you tell me that?
Right! He didn't ask!
And looking at him like, why you got me in this car?
Timmy!
And so then the police officer, and that's what even reason why he got pulled over. The reason why he got pulled over, because the car he's driving has been marked stolen.
Of course it has.
So.
Which, you know why? Because the guy ran the plate. And
yeah,
that plate got stolen.
And then the car description was apparently almost to a T. So he asked him to get out the car, and it asked me to get out the car. Apparently, I must be an accomplice.
This is insane. I go on crazy
so,
days.
So first of all, and we're on the east side.
Yes.
Like the hood of hoods. I don't even know where we at. I remember just seeing the skyline of Detroit. And just think, all I remember is looking up and
you're
seeing
like,
the skyline
of Detroit.
Oh,
that's
pretty. This sucks.
You're
like, this is a problem.
That's the only thing I remember is looking up and seeing downtown. So I get out the car, and it was a male cop and a female cop.
Okay, at least there was a girl.
Yeah. And they actually were like the goofiest cops I've ever seen.
Okay.
Like, they're laughing. Like, what y'all do? I'm like, look, I'm on a date with this guy. My first time meeting him.
He sucks.
And
By the way, it's not a good date.
Right? And then they're just laughing at
already...
it. Up. Like, they're just like, they get
like
so
can
goofy.
One of you two please take me home?
You're like, right. Jetsam. Get it together.
And then, like, tell me to turn. And I might have my hat and put both my hands in the car. And they're patting me down and everything. And I get the lights going and everything. And I'm sitting there in my head, like, how am I going to explain this to my parents?
That's...
And like, drop me off.
You did nothing wrong.
At home. So apparently, the dude out, Timmy.
Timmy got arrested, right?
Well, not quite. Timmy had, so apparently he was in school, some community college. I don't know. He had a school bus in the back seat. So he's pleading with the cop, like, look, I'm in school. I don't know what he thought I was going to do, but he's trying to plead with them.
A lot of people are in school and don't drive around with stolen license plates.
I don't know, but the book's in the middle. So he, and then, oh yeah, on top of that, his license plate is, his actual driver's license is expired too. So now you have expired plates.
Yeah, you don't have insurance.
Sorry, fake plates. Your driver's license is expired, and the car that you're driving is inscription
stolen.
Is being stolen. God. So I'm looking at my head like, ain't no way we're getting away with this. Like, he can't drive me back home. Like, what's going to happen?
Oh, my gosh.
Can you please drive me to an area that I know where I am?
Right, and on that, I'm thinking in my head, will the cops even take me home?
Yeah, they
would. Because I got to take him. Like, I got to walk back home. I'm
no,
like,
no,
so
they
many...
would take you home. They wouldn't do that.
I've never been in a situation.
Sit in the middle, in the front.
I had a situation. I'm going to time out for just a second.
Yes.
I had a situation in college where I was at a party. It was in a subdivision. I was so sure I knew where I was. Everybody else had left, but I was still hanging out with people. And then I left. It was fine. Like, everything was safe. Fine. And then I got myself lost. This is before you could just pull up your phone and be like, maps, where the hell am I? So I flagged down a cop. And I was like, listen. I am inebriated and trying to walk home and I am lost. And he's like, what? I'm like, can you just get me to this road and this road? I can get home from there for sure. And he was like, yeah, yeah, sure, sure. Just get in. And then I go to get in the front seat and he goes, yeah, no, you have to get in the back.
I don't know you.
Nah.
And he goes, so you're admitting you're drunk. And I'm like, yes, but I have my ID. I'm 21. I swear.
And he's oh,
like,
that's good.
And he was like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, okay, that's good. Just get in the car. So then I get to the car and then my dumb ass, I was drunk. There was no. He gets me to the crossroads and then I'm like, thanks. And I'm trying to open the door. And he goes, yeah, that's not going to work. And I'm like, I've never been back here before.
I would have tried that if I wasn't drunk. So,
right? It's like autumn. The child locks on. Right. The child locks.
I know I'm talking to you through netting, but you know.
Can you hear me?
But yes. So, just so you know, they will drive you home. They'll hate you, but they will drive you home.
That's good for future notice if this happens again.
Oh.
The cops will at least take me back to my house.
They will at least take you home.
So what happened? Like, how did you?
Yeah. So
apparently, at the right moment of time, the cop gets a whatever their little walkie.
APB. Thing.
There we go. That sounds informal. I don't know.
She's cute.
Sounds
and
good.
I know words.
They found the car that they were looking for. Someone else found the car.
Oh. So this must have been like a very specific.
I don't
incident.
Know. I guess the car that Timmy was driving had more dents in it, but it was something about that car that wasn't so. And I guess he felt bad for us and he let us go.
Shut.
Whoa.
Okay. I get it. Detroit cops have a lot on their plate, but there is no way I saw that coming.
This was a miracle. Me neither. I'm looking like,
that's
thank
a
you,
miracle.
Jesus. Because like, no way. You couldn't tell me he was driving back home.
Expired license. A stolen car. Fake plates. So ooh, have a good night.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. You'll be.
No, you cuffs? Have a good night, officer. No,
right to remain silent. Thank you.
Dude. Yep. So we get back in the car with the spider somewhere still in it. We still didn't find that spider.
Can you arrest the spider that's in the car, please?
Like, do you know that my favorite part of this is that, like, I know nothing about Timmy, but this was a fantastic story.
I tell you, I can't make this issue.
Like, dude, this was like rude. A 3.5 hour date, right? Maybe like, figure movie and travel and all that stuff.
Well, he
and
got then, lost maybe 5 hours.
Yeah, it was, yes. It was light outside and it wasn't.
And then there's, we know nothing about the date. Like, I have no idea what movie it was. I wouldn't either. Let me tell you about this spider, though.
I remember the spider. And possibly taking it home by the police. And Timmy being arrested.
I have gotten pulled
wait,
over.
Wait, he was arrested?
No, he
no,
didn't.
Oh, I thought you gonna, said he got arrested. Oh, I was like, wait, I'm, twist. What?
There's no way he wasn't in my mind. I was also
like,
surprised.
Right. And then you're sitting here being like, okay, he's going to, or the cops will just take us both downtown. Then I'm going to have to call my mom and be like, can you pick me up?
They got that call in, so they had to go do whatever that was more important than what we were that day.
There was some type of
something else.
Something happened.
Was more important than us. It was the car looking for. They found the car. They let us go.
These are bad. That's a bad date.
So like we're riding home, Aaron, in complete silence at this point.
Obviously,
except for me directing him to my house because this is the days before Nav, and he has no sense of direction.
I think it's so funny.
I think at that point, if he had even tried to talk to me, I would have been like,
Like, just, it was just hand in face.
I don't know, so it was just weird. And then so he pulls up to the front of my house and he looks at me. And he was like, you're not going to call me again, are you?
Nope.
I looked at him right in his head face. I was just like, no.
No, I'm not.
And then I got out. I think 3 weeks later, he tried calling me. I didn't answer.
No, you know, at that point, then Timmy deserves the lie to be like, yeah, wait for my call.
It was don't call us.
Surreal. We'll and after
you.
That, I said, forget everyone's stupid advice. I'm no longer dating.
No, I wasn't dating.
My worst dates have come from people telling me I'm too picky and I need to like branch out and just be open to more opportunities. And so then I'm like, okay, fine.
Yep.
And then it's like the next opportunity shows up and I'm just like, that was the worst opportunity.
Right.
That was not a word from the Lord, people.
Oh, that's like when people are like, oh, I like things that are natural. I also want to be like, poison ivy is natural.
Dude, that's a good follow-up.
Like, not every opportunity is great, okay?
Hey, thanks.
Yes. Erin, thank you so much.
No problem.
Oh my gosh. So it's funny because I feel like we've all had those moments in like college where somehow the police were involved and our first thought is, how am I going to
how
tell
am I gonna tell my parents? Parents?
Right.
There was an instance in one of the first times.
Tell me
I
a
went
cop
to,
story, Stacey.
One time gosh, I have so many unfortunately.
Wow.
We only like three.
Three isn't that bad.
No, but the one where the cops didn't get called, or if they did,
he was a stripper. And there's a noise violation.
there's an episode of The Golden Girls where they're at a bachelorette party and a cop comes in. They're like, seriously, there's a noise complaint. Oh, I bet you there is.
And it was a real cop, right?
Yeah, because then then the stripper comes in and then he's just like, hey, they're like, oh no. And then Blanche like honks the real cop's butt and runs. But anyways, no, I was just thinking there was a one sketchy situation that, dear God, thank you, Lord. I can't give details, but I was just thinking in my mind, I'm like, okay, if I go to jail and I call my parents and Michigan's 3 hours ahead of L.A., so it's going to be like 4 or 5 in the morning. I'm just going to be like, hey, so I'm in L.A.
You know, Western Union is still available at Walgreens.
Yes.
Because it's like we're all in college.
No, my favorite is that they'll make you call them collect, and so then you're just like, yeah, you get that moment, and it'll be like, I say that like I have all this experience. I don't have that, but it'll be like after the beep, say your name. Beep. Hey, Dad, I'm in jail, but I need you to send me money.
Dude, I think everyone has done
that. Baby, it's a boy.
Never pay for a collect call. You say what you need to on the name, and you hang up.
Yeah, right. Or like we'd get done at the movies, and it would be like, hey, movie's over. You can pick me up now.
That's how I got picked up from school most of the time in elementary.
Right?
Remember payphones? Right.
Remember payphones?
Right?
Look at us.
We're so old.
The worst cop thing that ever happened was I was taking back roads back to Michigan from freaking Theo's in Ypsilanti on Eastern's campus. So I didn't drink till I was 21, but I would always drive. So took the back roads, and so there was a deer. It was just one lane going each way.
First off,
and
the back roads to get to Ypsi are awesome. Like nobody ever takes them, and
there's beautiful houses too.
Like you really? Just and you just get
so
to enjoy.
Nice. Never,
but there are
Ypsi.
Animals.
Yes. Mm. So animal in the middle. So I swerve out of the way. See the lights come on. Cop comes over. He's just like, he goes, oh, he was just like, saw you swerve back there. I was just like, yeah, you know, there's an animal.
Animal.
Just saying. He was just like, well, where are you coming from? I was just like, I'm coming from Eastern's campus. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, going to Ann Arbor. He's just like, why are you going to Ann Arbor? I'm like, that's where I live. I'm a student. He goes, oh, you're a student, huh? So you think you're pretty smart, huh? I was like, I'd like to think so, sir. He's just like, all right, I'm going to need you to say you're, no, maybe get out of the car. He's just like, okay, so you're a student. You must be pretty smart, huh? I'm like, I'd like to think so. I'd like you to say your alphabet. I'm like, okay, it goes from V to J. Just kidding. There's a different time coming back from Missy. But anyways, I had to say my alphabet from B to J. I go, but that's backwards. He's like, is that going to be a problem? I was like,
okay, just so you know how overprepared of a person I am.
You have it memorized already.
I used to practice it drunk.
Like, oh, catch me slipping.
So bam, here I am, like, in the middle of a party, just being like, ZYXWBUTS. Yeah. And people are like, what's she doing? I'm like, yeah, practice it.
Right. If I've learned anything from you, you find the best and hardest part of a song and you practice it. So then when that moment comes,
You nail it.
And then for situations that will be tough and hard for majority of people, you practice it and you nail it. That's what I'm learning.
These are good life lessons. Right. I've learned so much.
So are you ready for the finishers? Finishers, and I'll
finish
tell you mine.
Finish. No, but I aced it. And then afterward, he was just like, oh, so if you're good with letters, you must be good with numbers. I'm thinking, if I can do letters. So I had to do from 81 to 69 or something like that.
I had a cop once tell me I needed to go from 112 to 73 by threes.
What?
Yeah.
It's not like constantly
I looked at him in my head and I was like, you can't even do that.
You?
Like, is he just want you to challenge you to see if you mess up?
Yeah.
But he kind of corrected. Like, oh, wait.
I feel like,
wait, let me grab my calculator.
If I, if I took my time enough, he probably could. But like, I was like, man, jerk. Like, minus three. I mean, it's not terrible. You could do it.
But just the initial shock, yeah. I feel like that would screw you up.
Oh, yeah, right. For sure.
At least by five.
So by give me a chance.
Like 110 and do five. Right. Lisa.
112 to 73. Who are you?
Rude officer.
So my terrible cop story, because now it's turned into terrible cop stories. So. No, it wasn't even terrible cop story. It was my own fault, and I know it is. Mm. I was leaving from my store that I worked at. I worked at Great Lakes Crossing, and I lived in Sterling Heights. So And under normal circumstances, I am smart enough to like use the facilities before I leave, because sometimes I would get out of the store and it would be really late. And
oh, and it's a ghost
and
town.
And it's like literally from on 75. There's like two places you could stop, and one is a shady gas station, and that's not happening.
Not today.
And so I get like halfway home, and all of a sudden it's like ding, turkey's done. You have to use the restroom right now. And I'm like,
oh, there's turkey.
I'm like, and I saw you start doing that like bouncing in the car where you're like, I can keep things moving.
Right.
Jesse,
so bad.
Look who's talking to. I don't have to pee.
Oh yes,
I don't have to pee.
I do have to pee, and I gotta go right now.
So I
that's all I imagine being with my nephew last week, by the way.
So I'm bouncing, and I realize that I the next place that is open is at M59 and Van Dyke. There's that gas station. It's a clean gas station. So hey. I'm like, okay, I can get there. So I just floor it, because that's the option. I started slowing down when I passed Mound. But I did not slow down fast enough, so I got pulled over at the gas station I was trying to get to. And guy shows up, and I am full on bouncing. And he's like, do you know why I pulled you over? I was like, I was speeding. And he's like, why were you speeding? I'm like, I'm not going to lie to you. I have to use the restroom really, really bad. And he's like, what? And I'm like, no. It's really bad. It's really, really bad. And he's like, well, can I get your license and registration? I was like, yes, but can I go to the bathroom, please? And he's like, I mean, go? And I'm like, thank you. So mind you, you've got the cop car with the lights going and the spotlight on my car. I am now jumping out of my vehicle and running away from the police.
Dude.
And all I'm thinking is, I need to make it. So
you're
I go to the bathroom. And I totally made it. Yay.
Good.
Oh, by the way, I got pulled over. He did tell me. I was going 107.
Dang.
gotta go.
I was going 107, and I know I had slowed down. That's the crazy thing. I had to go to the bathroom so bad. And I'm like, and then you have that moment where you're like, okay, it's like the how am I going to tell my parents? Just they're like, how am I going to handle this if it goes wrong? So I make it into the bathroom, and then I'm just mad, because I'm like, well, let's be real. That's a big ticket that I'm about to walk out to. I'm going to take my time. So I probably spent like a good 25 minutes.
25 minutes?
He didn't come to find you?
Okay.
I'll be scared. Oh, he's coming to get me.
Thank you.
With his gun drawn.
No. He has to sit there. And I mean, I left my purse in the car if he really wanted to.
I was going
to
say, I would have left my purse with him to be like, look at my license.
Like, I don't care.
I got to pee. I got to go.
So then I take my time. I'm like washing my hands like I'm doing so surgery. Like, gonna
all the
scrub
way up
in
to the elbows,
dentist.
So I'm just doing all this to take my time, and then I'm like, all right, I can't waste any more time.
I'm so mad.
I walk back out, and he's gone. And I was just like,
where was your purse?
Did I just win? It was like next to me. I'm on the seat, but like, I mean, I guess I locked my door. I'm kind of a jerk, so. He's gone, and I'm like, oh my god, did I just win? Did I just like totally win? And I walk up, and there's like a ticket, a piece of paper underneath my windshield, and I was just like, oh, because you figure even five over is a really hefty ticket, so
dang,
significantly
so
over
like 60.
Is a lot.
Did he actually write?
I open it, it's just a piece of paper, and he says, please make sure you go before you leave next time.
Oh,
I totally did me a solid. Didn't actually pull me over.
That's the cutest cop story ever.
I was like, but there I am on freaking M59 running away from the police. Like,
that was like a couple weeks ago. We went to a party, and it's when we had a blizzard, and so I turned in Westland, and so I'm driving, it was in Penelope, what up Jeep, and so I turn like at the main intersection, I turn right, and I see cop lights, I'm like, I'm going like 20 under the speed limit. He's like, there was a no turn on red sign. I was like, oh. And I was just like, well, I mean, I didn't.
I was like, turned.
I did it. Great. So, but he was so nice. He just.
He was nice. Yeah, we did these vision boards. Is this space? Like, we did vision boards. Like, can I see them? So we're all like,
so like
showing him our vision boards, explaining them him our vision.
I'm in college right now. She's doing great things. So she's really focused
and
on
he
these
was
areas.
Like, oh, I'm going to do this with my daughter. It's a good like project for her. We know all about his kids and his nephews on Disney Channel.
Yeah, he was the dude. Link in Hairspray Live. He grew up with
yes. That was his nephew or some kid.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's like there's like three people that I know who have like direct connections to that guy.
He's so nice, officer. I want to say Cullen. I need to write him a letter though, because he was so. Because you know how police officers bark at you.
Yeah,
he was just like license and registration, please. And I was just like,
you're polite,
right? He was so nice.
No,
so
the funny really part good. Was that the cop had flashed the lights, and then Stacey was like, "Should I go into the Taco Bell parking lot?" I'm like, no, just stop right now. And then he yells on the speaker, lot. Like, pulls in the parking lot. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Stacey.
I'm in Taco Bell looking like a thief. And then, like, so then, because you have to open the hatch so then I can go to the trunk and be like, oh my gosh, look at my vision board. So then, like, another cop comes up because you just see officer with the lights.
And her trunk's
me
open.
Me in my trunk.
And I'm like, oh,
and me just, like, going like this to the trunk. Right?
Yeah,
here are the drugs. Like, that's what it looks like.
There's no paraphernalia here. It's literally just...
Oh, my gosh. I'm
really
sorry.
Like... No, you're fine. You're fine. We've been chatting, girls.
Yeah. Good chemistry.
Girl
2017.
Talk.
Do Bow win
up.
It.
Yeah. Hashtag get it in.
What is... At the gym.
That's also dirty.
Yeah! Blast me.
Okay, well... okay, well, very quickly.
It's up to you, or do you want to wait till next week?
Well,
to tell your story?
I did say I would say it, so I'm gonna.
You're a grown woman. You do what you want.
Yeah,
independent woman.
All the women are independent. Throw your hands up at me.
All the honeys making money.
Throw your hands up at me.
I don't know the last
one. All the ballers, tossing dollars. Yeah. Throw your hands up at me.
Girl, I didn't know you could get down like this. Tell me how you get down like this. Girl, I didn't know you could get down like this.
Destiny's Child, what's up? We in the touch. something.
We work this out. Angel stuff. So sorry, guys.
I'm not. It's 2017. I ain't apologizing. I mean, I will.
Hashtag
when I feel
get
bad.
It in. Anyway, okay, so it's New Year's Eve. All my favorite people are at the bar, and it's super fun. And
I wasn't there.
My favorite groups of guys gets just bombed. They are bombed to the point where Terrence.
Pterodactyl?
Terrence.
Howard.
We had a ring pop and decided that that was his opportunity to propose to me.
Nice.
The fruity flavor.
And so I agreed, obviously.
What flavor was it?
Was it cherry?
Watermelon.
Oh, it's the best one. He's a keeper. I want it. I do.
Well, then I've got this freaking ring pop on my hand, and everybody decides it's going to be really funny to lick it. And then now, I didn't lick it though.
Thank you.
But, because I had the knowledge that of how many people had licked it, it was like now my new goal to get people to lick it. So I'm like, look at my ring. And that's usually pretty much all I had to do before they'd be like, thank you. You licked my ring.
How many licks did you get?
A lot.
How many licks did you
get? I did not get kissed at midnight though.
But you got licked several times.
several times. I just know that we were sitting there because I stopped karaoke about 20 minutes before the ball drops so we can watch the live show. And Mariah Carey. Literally, it was happening, and then I went over to the microphone and I was like, so we can all just use our noisemakers right now so we can not hear this. And everybody was like, it was, I'm like, here's the thing.
I didn't even watch the full thing yet. I just saw like, you know, like she wasn't singing.
Well, that's the
and
thing.
She had the crowd.
So they're playing it. She didn't do a sound check, I guess. And everybody knew
Come
that.
Come on now.
But you know what? I don't expect Mariah Carey now to sing like Mariah Carey in 1992. I don't. but if you're gonna get paid, then I do. Yeah. Like, and then she's so Lionel Richie was on, and I guess he did all sorts of good stuff. We didn't see it. He was on earlier. And he did all sorts of good stuff. They're doing a tour together.
Mariah.
Whoa.
Mariah and Lionel. Yeah. Oh, my God. Look, Google that, because that poster is insane looking. He's all, like, in a coat, and she's just naked.
Oh. So, Mom, right. What happened?
But, yeah, so I know they did this to help promote their tour, but I'm like, yeah, that didn't work. That did not help.
I thought she had a thing in Vegas.
I think she did at some point, but yeah, it's...
I mean, if she's not that great anymore.
And you know what? Like, I don't expect her to hit the super high notes. I get it. Life happens. Like, but you, if you're going to get paid, then you need to show up.
And like, then why would you pick that song?
Wait, like, this we talking about?
No. It's like their tour...
Tour poster?
Their tour poster, yeah.
Emotions.
Yeah. Emotions. And she had the high parts in the actual track.
Oh.
And then...
Yeah!
So, like, she was just like... Do you see it? So
why? Why?
Stacey's looking at the profile.
Why? Why does he look like a puppet?
What is he pointing at, though?
Doesn't he look like so
we're gonna
compact
be over there.
And small?
That's me.
He's pointing look at my picture.
Look over there. Don't look at her. Look over there.
Right. Not suitable for children.
I'm like, jeez. I just don't. And then she, I love how she's like, and that's amazing. Or it's New Year's, and that's as good as it's going to be.
Right.
Like, it was insane.
I did not watch all of it. I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
I saw the clip CNN posted.
Oh, it was bad. It was bad.
Didn't she screw up like a couple years ago?
She did.
Yeah.
She tried hitting some note, and she did not hit it.
Which, you know what? Like, fine. But then you can, as a diva, I expect you to adjust your notes accordingly.
Or go an octave below.
That's what I'm saying. Drop it a key. You can drop it a key, and it'll still sound the same
song.
Shoot,
I drop everything, like, well, an octave.
I'm like, as a karaoke host, I can drop stuff. Half step, whole step.
She drops it like it's hot.
I can't get over her ego. She still thinks she's Mariah from 20 years ago.
But then the thing that killed me was the second song that she did... It wasn't even that hard. I mean, it starts slow.
Like,
and she was like, she like kind of started to lip sync, but you could tell she was in her head just being like, well, I already messed it up, so screw that. And it's like, honey, no.
She pretty much just dropped the mic and let the track just play.
And that, but
she
and
just
then,
gave up.
But this is my big thing. If you're going to sit there and be like, oh, I couldn't hear and anything like that, I'm like, your dancers could hear perfectly fine.
Oh.
The dancers were on beat. So don't sit here and pretend like you didn't. It's your song.
But CNN has zoomed in. They showed her earpiece out.
No, she had both of them off. They're saying that she was told right before she walked out that her earpieces weren't working.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, then you wait a second. You have Ryan Seacrest, like the king of and we'll be right back after the break.
Thank you.
Vamp for 2 seconds while we get you new ones that aren't glittered. It doesn't matter as long as they work.
Like, no, it does matter. Also, my trailer needs 3 dozen white roses. It's the only way I can perform properly.
I mean, I need those for my performance. Okay, anyway, so very quickly. No, you're fine. Very quickly, let me open them up.
Wait, so what happened to dude that... Listen, Terrence, come on now. All right, so everyone's like, look in this ring. You stop 20 minutes. Mariah, we pray for her.
Year's comes, nobody kisses me, which is fine.
That's fine. We don't need a man.
No, my last 2 years in a row have been some girl. But she's not. She's a very nice girl. But then, but she fell in love, and she has a guy to kiss now. So, and I even gave him a little bit of shit. I was like, you know, you took my New Year's kiss from me. Because I didn't have to worry about it. At least I could go kiss Tara.
Tara!
No, it was okay. So he was super, super, super drunk. And eventually he got the ring back because I wasn't willing to.
It didn't work out?
No, I wasn't willing to, like, lick it. And then he's like, well, don't waste it. Then he, like, grabs it and he starts licking it. And I was like, oh, it's so gross. And then.
You're like, not kissing you.
It fell on the ground a couple times.
Ew!
And he picked it up. And
ew!
Then between him and his friend, they like both flicked. But then at that point, they're doing the like.
Really homoerotic.
No, yeah, they're going to.
It does.
Between him and like. They were now at this point, they're so drunk that they're going to do the like, oh my God. This is guy in his head being like, I'm going to lick this sucker. And she's going to auditioning for something else. That would be that. There you go. So then he starts the creepy eye contact.
Ew.
Ring the ring pop. Cracking me up. So then like the end of the night comes. By that point, a friend of mine had come over to join me. Love her to pieces. She lives in LA. So she was just visiting.
Oh. What's her name?
Her name is Teresa. And she was just like laughing. So then I get a Facebook message from him and he's like, hey, you should come over. You should come over and hang out at the house. Well, okay, they do have a house that like five or six guys live in. It's basically a frat house. Now here's the oh no part of it. They can't even give them, like, I have to give them props because they have put in effort as men. But they
have sad.
I'll wait till you hear, because it's sad. It is effort, and if you're the girl who falls for it, God, there's a certain kind of girl. Mm. So they have a 3-car garage. Whoa. And they turned it into a strip club.
Wow.
So, like, you walk in and there's a stage and there's 3 poles and there's a DJ booth and there's couches all around the stage. It's like a legit strip club. And now, this is what usually happens, is they walk in and they're like, oh, yeah, we've got those. You don't have to do anything. And then the drunk girl's like, no, I would never. Like, oh, my gosh, I could do this fun trick where I'm, like, upside down, but my boobs might fall out. Hashtag boobs.
Boobs.
So it's like, but yeah, like, I have to give them mad props.
How old are they?
They're probably, like, 5 years younger than us.
How are we?
So we're gonna go with that. But yeah, like, so one of them owns the house and a bunch of people live there. So then the next day I get this message from him and it was literally just like, so I was really drunk last night.
And I thought you were sober.
And I'm like, oh honey, it happens to the best of us. And it was no big deal. Like, it's not
right.
Because one, I wasn't drunk at all, and two, I there was a point in my life where I probably would have done that when we're much past that.
Like, you all don't think I can do this,
he's just
like,
5 years behind.
Like, sweetie, I know I can, but I'm not gonna. Because he's pretty, though. Guys, he's pretty.
Ooh. But is that all?
Oh, no. He owns a business. He's very smart, but
he has
a
strip
pretty.
Club. I was curious, does he own a chain of strip clubs?
No, he owns a bowling alley. Like,
with the prototype in his garage?
He's got this really clean cut look, and he's very, like, muscular, and then he's got a sleeve on one arm, a tattoo. There he goes.
The sleeve got him extra points. I'm sorry.
I'm telling you. Like, I'm like, oh, clean cut and a sleeve.
So why not a bowling alley in the 3-car garage? Why a strip club?
Because that's where he takes his girls.
Oh, that's dirty.
Oh, they're dirty. It's a house full of boys. It's dirty.
7 men.
7 men living in a house.
I hope they each have a room.
I'm just Snow White. It's fine.
He has a bunk bed.
No. Anyway, very quickly, we're going to do first impressions. New Year's Eve style.
Bum-dum-bum.
So, this guy's name is... You got one?
No, I was just getting ready to ring the bell.
You flicked your hand off. Tom.
Oh, hey.
So, Tom is way old enough to know better than this, but Tom said, my condom expires end of 2016. Do you want to help me use it?
Stupid. I'm sorry.
I love Stacey.
Sorry. I get so upset.
Tom, you're Thomas Bradley.
I'm sorry. Do we know a Thomas Bradley?
I don't know. Oh. I like a Thomas Bradley.
We'll pray for Bradley, Tom. Tom, get it together. Be Thomas celibate. Bradley.
Right?
I'm not ashamed.
I am ashamed.
This next guy's name is Taquan.
Ooh.
I love you guys so much. He said, so do you have a New Year's resolution? I'm looking at mine right now.
I kind of like that one a little bit. I can't be mad at that one. I'm sorry.
Thanks for resolving to do this year. Looking at you.
How do you follow it up? I used to be like, okay.
That's where I'm at. Like,
okay.
Oh my gosh. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Ridiculous.
This
ridiculous.
It's dirty.
Oh no. Oh no.
What's his name?
Tyrese.
Tyrese.
Ooh.
Tyrese said,
oh no.
It's after midnight. Do you want to see 2 more balls drop? Like, oh, is this like a
puberty
thing?
Come on.
First of all, why have they not dropped already?
Do you want to see 2 more drop?
You might have a medical condition.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3,
Happy New Year.
Yes. I'll be most
Oh my God. Wait, I have one more. False drop. Oh man. Oh, and then the last one is from Tyrone.
Ooh. Call him.
And he said, "Can I be your first mistake of New Year?"
That's New honest. Year.
That's real.
That's honest.
That's real.
I respect their honesty.
You're like, no, but
no,
thank you.
But thank
I'm
you.
Glad you know where you put R in my life.
Oh my
Aaron,
God.
Thank you so much for coming in.
It was fun. Thanks for having me.
We're going to have you back like super soon. Yes.
Like next week.
Yeah. Can you be here next week?
Sure.
Yes! All right. Well, I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
Okay, bye.
Bye.